With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump set to announce a new round of tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says we'll get the word this afternoon.
The president has labeled today Liberation Day, and his spokesperson, Caroline Levitt, says the message is simple.
If you make your product in America, you will pay no tariffs.
A major concern, however, is that tariffs on imported goods, from fruits and vegetables to auto parts, will lead to higher prices for consumers.
House Speaker Mike Johnson urging Americans to trust the president's economic instincts on this.
We'll see what happens. I think it's going to go forward, and it may be rocky in the beginning, but I think that this will make sense for Americans and it will help all Americans.
The voters of Wisconsin have spoken, and their state's highest court will keep its liberal majority. Democrat Susan Crawford has won the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The outcome could tip the balance of power in Congress, since Crawford has pledged to gerrymander congressional districts in favor of Democrats. At the same time, a voter ID law has won approval in Wisconsin. Florida voters have elected two Republicans, Randy Fine and Jimmy Patronis, to Congress.
Fine for a seat vacated by Mike Waltz when he was tapped to become President Trump's national security advisor. Patronis to replace Matt Gaetz, who Trump chose for attorney general but withdrew amid allegations of sexual misconduct. The wins bolster Republicans' margin in the House. It's now 220 to 213.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Also at SRNNews.com, rescue crews in earthquake-shattered Myanmar have pulled a 26-year-old man from the debris alive almost 108 hours after the quake destroyed a building that he was in. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 199 points. NASDAQ futures off 138. This is SRN News. Idaho has a new pro-life law.
The legislation targets the public schools, requiring that all students be taught about the development of unborn babies in the womb. Supporters of the legislation say that young people who will one day have to confront the issue of abortion should understand just what is at stake. The human growth and development curriculum will include a high-definition ultrasound presentation of an unborn child. North Dakota and Tennessee have similar laws already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that Alabama's attorney general cannot prosecute people and groups who help women travel to other states to obtain abortions. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson sided with an abortion fund and medical providers who sued Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall after he suggested they could face prosecution under anti-conspiracy laws. Thompson's ruling declared that such prosecutions would violate both the First Amendment and a person's right to travel. This is SRN News. Auto sales surged last month.
Major U.S. car manufacturers say sales rose sharply in March, with most reporting double-digit gains after a sluggish start for the year. U.S. automakers sold nearly 1.6 million vehicles in March, up 13.6%. On April 3rd, the Trump administration's 25% tariff hike on auto imports goes into effect, with tariffs set to expand to applicable auto parts in the following weeks. President Donald Trump says that eventually the tariffs will lead to more factories opening in the United States. For now, automakers could be facing higher costs and potentially lower sales. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump is expected to hold a meeting today with aides about possible investors who could buy a stake in TikTok. Uncertainty about the popular video app after a law took effect in January, requiring its China-based parent to divest its ownership of TikTok. More details, SRNNews.com.